help it. They were retards from the Los Angeles district. There was Tim. There was Tim too. There was Rob. There was Dave the Eagle. And the mad Greek woman, the Hydra. It was wildlife fever. All over again. Over and over again. They had us trapped in the hills, playing their Los Angeles music over and over. It sounded like Amon Dole at first, but in fact, it was a plot by three of them. We thought they wore masks until we asked them to take them off. They took the trap replica a bit too far. They were coffee darkly, my love. They were cool cats. They were wildlife people. They were a bunch of twats. Wildlife people. Wildlife people. Often on the beach, they would play forever and ever in the sandy surf of LA County. One day, they put their sandals on and decided to go out to Rochdale. They were pretty out of sight. No hats to put on. They were so desperate, they stayed with Austin Collins, world-famous author who was dying to meet them. He was a minuscule Dudley Moore, but they loved him in their own way. In their hearts, they loved Austin. Orfeo, an ancient name from Greece. Orfeo, Tim, Chrysler, how many names did they have? Nobody knew. Was it Latin? Was it Yamaha? Nobody knew. So they traveled, and like the born-again Christians, the Jehovah's Witnesses. So they travel and travel till they reach the holy town of Rodale and Nobbin and Ramsbottom to find their true wagon Christianity. They were so happy! They were so happy! They could not describe it themselves! Festivals, sauna in the hotels, fantastic views of the English countryside. They were besides themselves with happiness. Their tour guide, Dave, put stocking over his head, but he couldn't tell the difference. Following their leader blindlessly and obeying in all goodness the long trail to the Lancashire hilltops, happy in their fulfillment. Little did they know they were paying by the minute for the tape they were wasting.